Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? How do I know what to make? Choosing what products you make to sell, it needs to have a bit of a strategy behind it. All your products should have a related topic, and that is a range so that your customers know what to expect when they go browsing in your shop. They know what to keep you in mind for. Because don't forget, nobody's going to buy your crochet because it's crochet. They're going to buy it because it fulfills the need they have. Whether it's be a warm woolly hat or some decor for a nursery. They're not going to keep your mind because you crochet. And they're going to keep your mind because of the type of products that you sell. So your product range should all be related somehow. I mean, this could be anything. It could be all pastel nursery decor and accessories. It could be tableware. It could be coasters, it could be winter accessories, it could be everything that's made of purple or rainbows. The theme can be loose as long as you can describe it in a sentence. So if someone asks you what you sell, you need to be able to describe it in a single sentence. I sell quirky coasters for the modern home. I sell pastel nursery decor for the trendy modern parent. I sell everything made of rainbows for those who love bold designs. As long as you can describe in a sentence what you sell and that sentence covers all of your product range, then you're good. You're good to go. It's just something that your customers can keep your mind for. Because don't forget, just because someone finds your store there and then, it doesn't mean they're ready to buy. They may think, wow, I love this stuff, but I'm not ready to buy just yet. It could be that they just don't need the item right now, but they would love to buy it later as a gift for someone. It could be that they're just waiting for payday. You need to make sure that your customers know what to remember you for. So your product range all needs to relate to what it is you sell. What it is in that sentence that your customers are keeping in mind for. So when choosing a new product to add to your range, you need to choose something that's going to fit in with that theme. If you go completely off the ball and make something completely random and unrelated, it's going to look very odd in your shop. Your customers are going to get very confused as to why that's there. And it's likely that you won't sell it because it's not what your customers are keeping you in mind for. So if you're selling pastel nursery decor and you suddenly add in rainbow leg warmers for dancers, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb. And the people who come to your shop looking for pastel nursery decor are probably not the same people who are going to be wearing rainbow leg warmers. So you really need to make sure that you are catering to the audience that you're already building. So choosing which products you're going to sell, it's all about keeping your audience in mind. It's all about making sure that you are providing what they expect. You're given the options of what they're looking for. And it all fits into this theme. Now, that doesn't mean you are stuck with this product range for life. Of course not. You can change and evolve over time. But at any one time, product range that you currently sell has to fit in with that theme. And bear in mind, if you change your theme, you're going to have to build your audience from scratch. Because if you're going from selling practical bathroom items to winter accessories, they're two completely different audiences. You're essentially going to have to build your business again. So it's a good idea to sit down and really think about what you enjoy making. Because you don't want to be changing your audience too many times, because you essentially have to start your business from scratch. Build a brand new audience, build it all up again, and go through all that pain of starting from scratch. So when deciding what you're going to make, make sure that it's something that you enjoy making and you're happy to make it over and over again. The worst thing is for you to not enjoy making it. It's really easy to think, oh, that's really popular, I'll make that. If you go in with the trends, that's all well and good. It might get you off to a speedy start. But if it's not something you enjoy making, then your business is quickly going to turn into a chore and you're not going to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you're not going to want to make those things. And that's the quickest way for you to run your business down. Because if you don't enjoy doing it, you're not going to put the time in. And if you don't put the time in, you're not going to have a business. So make sure that what you sell is what you enjoy. It doesn't matter that if it's not the trendiest thing going. It doesn't matter if it's not what's splashed all over Facebook. Because not everyone buys into the trends. Make what you enjoy and then find the people who will buy it. You're going to spend a lot of time on this business. You're going to put a lot of effort into it. It's going to eat up a lot of your brain power. Make sure that you're going to enjoy doing it and that you're in it for the long run. And that is the best advice I can give you when it comes to choosing your product line. Make sure you enjoy it. If it becomes a chore, you're not going to want to spend the time on it. If you enjoy it, you will spend that time and you are far more likely to make a long-term success of your business. And you are far more likely to show your audience the energy of how much you love it. If it becomes a chore, the energy is wrong and it comes across as a chore to your audience and they're less likely to want to buy from you. But customers love the energy behind the business. And it helps build a relationship with your audience. And the better relationship with your audience, the more sales you are going to make. So enjoying what you make is actually quite vital to the long-term success of your business. So there you go. Choose what you love, but choose a product range that fits into a single sentence, a theme that your customers can remember you for. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this has given you something to think about and something to incorporate into your business so you can grow those crochet sales. If you have any questions and would like to carry on the conversation more, then come on over to our Facebook community, the Crochet Seller Support Group, and you can ask your questions and get the support you need from fellow crocheters, and I'll be in there too. You can also join our newsletter list for tips and advice straight to your inbox, and stick around for the next podcast. It'll be out again in a few days' time. And if you'd like to, I'd really love it if you would leave a review for the podcast and subscribe. And that really helps us grow and to help more crocheters like yourself. Thank you for joining me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.